Okay, we've learned Sif Yud Zayin. Last week we covered quite a bit of territory here. And today we're going to learn Yud Zayin Yud Ches Yud Tes, hopefully Chaf as well. The idea being to cover in Yud Zayin Yud Ches Yud Tes the halachas of Hamshacha. So I mentioned Hamshacha 2 weeks ago and last week briefly. The concept of Hamshacha, as we'll see today, is very important to the halachis of Yayin Nesach, because as we've learned, grape juice doesn't go through Hamshacha does not have a din of Yayin, does not have a din of grape juice. We know that on grapes there's no halacha of Isser if a guy touches it. It's only once it turns into grape juice or wine. And the defining characteristic, according to the halacha, is Hamshacha. Again, Hamshacha means, I'm going to get into the examples today, that a typical press has three parts. The gas, which is the place on top where the grapes, the must they call it, is put and pressed. The madrein, which is the slope which leads down to the bar, and the bar, which is where the wine collects. Now, in the bar, it's definitely wine. At what point does it become wine? Hamshacha. Hamshacha means when the wine is drawn from the gas, when it's drawn out. You meshech it, you draw it. Now, the Gemara has, in Masechtas Avodah Zarah, the Gemara has a Mishnah Rishayna and a Mishnah Achrayna. The Mishnah Rishayna in the Gemara, meaning the first Takana, was that when wine goes down, the wine which goes down is wine. The wine which remains on top is still must. And later, Chazal extended it to what they call the Mishnah Achrayna, the final sack of the Tanoim, which is that once you do Hamshacha, even what's still up in the mixture of grape skins and peel and seeds is also Yayin. And that's the psak of the Shulchan Aruch. I don't think it needs to be connected. As long as you meishach something from it,
once it goes.
Once the process. So this is the side which we learn, which is of course a tremendous chumrah, that once you're meishach, then it becomes yayin, and that we learned in Sif Yud Zayin. I mentioned to you the problem with the dump trucks that dump the must into the canals. You know, when the dump truck tilts, wine or grape juice goes out first. And that's one of the items that there's a tumult about today, whether that's called Hamshacha, not called Hamshacha.
And you don't need Kavon of Hamshacha.
And we're going to learn if you need Kavon. We'll talk a little about today. So if we said that it doesn't matter if you touch grape juice. If you're Mshachshech or you're poor, it's also. So if you're poor, it's also a din of Yayin Nesach. Now, we have a number of Pisrei Tshuvas to learn. We'll start with Yud Aleph. That everything has a din of Yayin. The Gemara in Navai Dezar Nun Hey, it's a sugya, it's a whole, almost a whole daf, 3/4 of a daf. Yeah. That's a good question. At the moment, I'm not sure that I know the answer. We'll see as we learn through if there's any raya to it. The question was if you put the grapes in the gas and just by itself, it flows down. Whether that's Hamshacha or not, I'm not sure. Let's see if we'll find any rayas. That has to be the kavana. Maybe what? Well, dump truck. You know about it. Okay. First of all, Pisrei Tshuva Yud Aleph is important. It says Neser Koma Shabagas. What? Mishehisra Limsha Limoshech. That sounds like by itself. Dainu Mishen Nimshach Ala Gas Maasmei Gas Umad. Right? Not sure. I'm not sure which lashon you want to prove. Shenimshach ala gas ba'atzmai. Da'atzmai means itself without chatzan of a zogin. it doesn't necessarily mean that it happened spontaneously. Batzmai means alone. Came down alone without Chatzan of Izagi. Doesn't necessarily mean that it came without a person affecting it. Limosheh sounds like by itself. Sounds like it. Okay, let's see. First of all, Pischei Tshuva Yod Aleph. Keinu Das HaRosh. Nesa Kol Masha Begas. We said the Mishnah Achrayna is that everything in the press gets Nesar from some wine that goes out. Keinu Das HaRosh V'har Bei Paiskim. Udoloi Kedas HaRavid V'Ramban. The Ari Shainim will argue. The Ravid and the Ramban. Kemur Beis Yosef. Vayim Mishol Tegibayrim. Perakim Mishmol Sentir Ramasla Mashanayigim. Shekosim Shem HaKol Bayibale Yasufa. Is Kedas HaRavid V'Ramban. There are other Rishayim who hold Shalai Nesa b'Magay v'Kechavim Afli Das Rashi Rak Hayayin Nimshach. That there's a shita that holds like the Mishnah Rishayim. Only the wine that came out becomes Aser, and now what's on top? B'Chein Aser Meiser Chach Meiluniel. Vayim B'Tshuvis Zichron Yosef Chelk Yerodes Mnei Vav Herach B'Zev Ehela. The B'Di'Eved V'Hefsim Ruba V'Shasat Chak. That's pretty strong lashon. B'Di'Eved V'Hefsim Ruba V'Shasat Chak Nuchalis Mechalayim. So it says here that if it's a big shasat chak and efsim aruba, it's already lachar ma'isa b'di'eved, then we have a shita to rely on that only masha nimshach is aser, and masha nisha bagas is not aser. Now, it's not shchiach today to have shasat chak, efsim aruba, the whole business. However, this is going to be a tzirif in the shilas that we're going to discuss today. This is obviously a shita in such a case. Not it doesn't help for what ran down into the bar, but it helps with what remained up in the gas, and we're going to return to this shortly. Now, Sif Yud Ches, Imilei Mehagas Kois Yayin, I think we mentioned this, so maybe we learned it inside last week. Imilei Mehagas Kois Yayin. Somebody went over to the gas and filled up a cup. He dipped the cup into it in a way that that drew out some wine. V'kivei L'shaloisai. And here it says nikavana. This is not running down into the bar. It means he dipped a cup in. He was mechavin l'shaloisay me'achatzan v'azogim. He wanted to get pure wine without anything in it. If he doesn't care about the pulp or the pieces and he takes it out, that's nothing. He was mechavin to separate it. Havi hamshacha. That itself is a hamshacha. Not only on what's in the cup, but also on what's still in the gas. V'chein im nasan sal l'tech hagas oigigis derucha. If you put a basket into the press or into a gigis, a barrel of pressed grapes, nikra hamshacha kivan shayayin salul nichnas l'tech hasal v'nivdal me'achatzan v'zogim. The sal, we're going to learn more about the sal in Sifchas. The sal was their sieve. Right. You take a sieve and you stick it into the gas with the lips protruding. You go down. What comes into the sal? Liquid. Only wine could run in. Now, obviously, you can't pick up the sal and take out the wine. It's just going to drip back. But once you dip the sal in, and the wine goes into the sal, you can take a pitcher and take a pitcher of pure wine from the barrel. So I have a big barrel of pressed grapes. I lower my sal into it, and then during the meal, I just dip my pitcher into the sal in order to remove it. So he says here that even the placing of the sal into the gasai gigas is a hamshacha. Kivin sheyayin sal nitzlus dechasal v'nivna merchatzan v'zog. Avo. Just 1 second. Loka chatzan and imayayin lo yavi hamshacha. If you took the peels and or the pits together with the wine, that's not hamshacha. Atulam locha mevikchavim biyachad mutal hazer amayser. Even if a guy dipped in a cup and he took out a cup of wine with the pulp to drink, grab it out of the guy's hand and put it back, and it doesn't answer because calls a man, there was no separation of the grapes from the chatzan of mizogim. It is, doesn't have a din yayin, and memela, there's no din of a hamshacha.
So a salad looks like the minoy says about this. It's not saying where you press it down, we know it.
We pressed it down.
You put the sal in, that wine is coming up to memela, that you didn't do this.
Well, why'd you put a sal? Why would anybody put
it for that purpose? But you didn't, but you're not making it happen.
Well, how do you get it in without putting it in?
It's gonna drop down from gravity. It's gonna go down by itself. And wine
is gonna flow. But
wine,
right.
Wine will flow up. Because okay.
I don't think it's a big nefkamina. If you put it there and you want it to happen, I don't think it matters if gravity does it or you do it. Because if that's your intention, it should be the same. It's a very big chiddush sal. When I take a cup out, that's pashut. When I put the sal in, I did not yet take any wine out. It's still all in the bar. That is a big chiddush.
Still all in the bar, but
let's first sif your tes, which is the last sif on this part of Hamshacha, and then we'll discuss it. Your tes is gigis malaya ala navim deruchim oimedes bebeis avi kachav. That is a big chiddush. Here you have a gigis full of pressed grapes. It's standing in the house of the guy. Yesh lesar shema himshech mimenu. We aser misafik shema himshech mimenu. Maybe the guy did what? Obviously, he didn't run it down into the bar because we still see a barrel full of pressed grapes. The chashash is that he dipped in and took a drink. So therefore, we aser misafik. That's what it's saying. And I mentioned to you at the beginning that we're going to, when we finish the sim and discuss the dinim of sfeikis by Yayin Nesach. Pashit, safik rabbanon lekula. Or do we say, it's a safik of Avodah Zarah, is Isurei Avodah Zarah, or Chazal Machmir. Here in Sif Yud Tes, it sounds like every safik is aser. Now I have a kash. If you look at the Mati Yainasin, there's only one here on the beginning of the Mati Yainasin. Mati Yainasin im Milei. Look what he says in the beginning. Seems to be a stira. Im Milei Megas Kais Yain. Nearly. Chozehu Dafgum Ra'inu Shemilei Megas. This is only if we saw him fill up a cup. Avum Loi Ra'inu. B'stama Lei Chashinon Shema Milei. Stama Zoi. We're not afraid that he filled it up. So what's... One second. So what's going on here? It says for a Sofik, we're not Machmir. And it's if your test, it says that by a suffix we are machmir. So Mendy said, well, it depends whose house it's in. And this means it's in the Jew's house. And this means it's in the guy's house. Or perhaps, let's look at Tazi and Aleph. Yesh lesar, pirish imhu shalai v'kechavim. Liknais imenu. If it's a guy's, you have to be chayshish misafik, you're not allowed to buy from him. V'chenu b'tor. Avimhu imhu shal Yisrael. When that chayshish, the guy took wine, kivan shahaya nitfas alav keganev. Since if you walked in, it would be nitfas alav keganev. You would be caught as a ganev. Dahainu b'makim shemuter afilu b'yayin sol l'kamakuf chavches. Which means in a place where a yid is a yaitz of a nifnas. If a guy is locked into a room with it, he's not afraid of being caught. But it means that a yid could walk in at any minute. So we're not chayshish that the guy is going to do it. So then, by Shal Yisrael, it is we're not chayshish misafik that the guy did it. So you say, the Mati Yainasin is talking in such a case. It's funny, it's a Beferish Taz, and he's saying it also. Perhaps?
Well, would the difference be that in the latter case, it's because it was really pressed? So there already you have the wine on top, whereas before it was the gas that was not pressed.
I mean, in your so test.
In your test, it was pressed. So there was wine there already.
Right.
So then it's easier for him to just go in, put in a cup and done.
And maybe the Mati Yainasin is talking.
He's talking in a case where it was not pressed.
It was not pressed. Let's see. He's going to see if you're Ches. Mile mehagas. I mean, it's harder to do?
I guess so. It's more difficult to get the wine out of it.
It's still not separate.
Maybe. I guess he should have said. Maybe.
Isn't the gas automatic?
I don't know.
Isn't the gas already pressed?
No.
Well, the gas, you eventually press it. I mean, it sits and it gets. Something happens to it, but. Maybe, because here it says in your test, Anovim Druchim.
Well, what's the difference between the Gigas and the Gas?
No, look at Shach Lamed Zayin. You have a problem. Chenu B'tor Tzarchin De'Bashri Mashra Fila Einam Druchim Yesh Lesar Ulai Druchim Ulav Davka. If Druchim is Lav Davka, then that's off your Teretz. If it's Davka, okay. All right, again, we're going to come back to this in the context of all of the Sveikas. Let's go to Pesachei Tshuva Yud Gimel, Tshuvas Chasam Sofer. Gigas a barrel.
Mm-hmm.
Could be. It could be just shipped in barrels till you get to the gas. It has to get from the vineyard to the. So you're also saying maybe it's different between gigas and a gas. And the gigas, it's more common, and the gas not. Okay. I don't know a better teretz. What? Who says gas? Yuches. Yeah. There it says both. I'm shocked it's both. Therefore, what? But your test is gigas druchim. But your test is druchim. Right. So that the Shah says it is based on a chum. So the Matiyah said might need a base Israel, and even though it's a prefer shataz, he wanted to show a raya to it on his own. That's what everyone's saying. That maybe there's a gas in the gigas. Okay. Okay, we turn to the Tshuva Sam Sefer, which is quoted in Pesachei Tshuva Yud Gimel. All right, there's a printing error. Maybe the new ones have it. It says, Ein Tshuva Sam Sefer Sefer Kuf Yud Zayin, Pesachei Tshuva Yud Gimel. It says, Tshuva Sam Sefer Kuf Yud Zayin, what does it say by you? Well, it should be Kuf Te Zayin. It's a mistake. It's Tshuva Kuf Te Zayin. Bedinyayin kosher sha'isin bein agitais bebedina shemati avkacham v'alach echad lefitumai b'shav lo yayin bekat shaloi me'agigas hamalei anavim deruchais lahilach lega'as. He has a story here with a guy that went over to the pressed grapes and he dipped a cup into it v'asa ikeves yayin b'yodai bein atzbais liyas lo hayad ke'emis anenes l'sanin echatzona me'hayayin animshach l'teichakad. And he made with his fingers sort of a sifter so that the wine that goes into the cup should come without chatzan and vizagim. Hope he washed his hands before he did it. And v'im kozel lo yinitzel miyais hakaponim eizah chatzan and vizagim b'tech yayin tzol shabekad v'yis yayin lo yinostol libam b'zeh ha-maisa. Now had they realized they wouldn't have gone through the expense of pressing it. They didn't realize. Also, Yain had David come Kedarkov, and the Sarva Agigas Ayim Kama Gigas Nostal Gas. Vayayim Uravato Am Yesh Biyain Chashash Maga Yikachov and Biyain Shalano. Vaherach Bezeh the Chayr Pashit LeIsser. Now here we have a Shaila in the Chul Sam Sefer. The Shaila is as is described. Now here it doesn't say clearly. His Lashon is also Chad Me Amada Ara Lefitumai Bishav LaYayim Bekat Shalai. Amadara, I would think it means even a yid, and Amadara, it's wet, and he took it, and the Shah he created a hamshacha. Some say, the Pesachei Tshuva seems to say that it was a guy. He says, right. But I don't think it matters all that much, because if he did hamshacha, what happened is afterwards, these grapes went, and Goy impressed it. And once there was Am Shacha, they made sure that Yidden were there. Okay, let me explain the question. Let me tell you the way he says it. The guy went, he put in a pitcher from the Gagas Hamalei Allah and Avim Jeruchais, Elichal Gaz. Ukadesh Yisabu Lechatzav Kad, Osulai Yikevis Yayi Biyadeh Ben Hetzbois, Lirus Lehiyad Kemis Anenis. He put his fingers there so it runs into the pitcher, should be pure wine. And some chetzan of vizagim did go in. And they didn't pay attention to what happened. And they went, and they allowed Goyim to handle it. Now, the way they normally make kosher wine, they assumed at this point that there's no problem. And they let Goyim, there's no hamshacha. El shenisarva, giga sehi, im kama giga yais. All these barrels went. They all got dumped into the same place. And the wine is mixed into the taruvis. Now, the shaila has a few parts to it. It could be it's a problem even when it went to within. That's why I'm not sure if he's a guy or a yid. But that wine is zichadaki because it's zichabiyasin. Now the question is, what to do? Now, the first shaila is the shaila that some chatzan of the zogim did get into the pitcher. So when he used his fingers to block it, he wasn't so successful. So on that, the Chassam Sofer says that's not a heter. So the language of the Shulchan Aruch in Sif Yud Ches was Milei Me'agas Yayin V'kiveng L'shloisei Me'chatzan V'zogim. Doesn't say he was Matzliach to separate it. Says he was Machnavin to separate it. He intended to separate it. So even though something gets through, that's not good enough. It's still, that itself would still be an issue of Hamshacha. So Chassam Sofer says the Pashtus is that it's a problem and everything's awesome. Then he writes in the Tshuva, and I have the Lashon of the Tshuva here, after writing 1, 2, 3 paragraphs that it should be Aser, Omnon, the Yais Hefsin Meruba, Ma'oid, Lahamoichir Moiseyayin Anau. This is a case of a big Hefsin. V'gam Hashtahacha Ein Yayin Motzi L'Kainim, Kidua. This is the only wine company in town. And if all that wine is Aser, then we have no wine for the people who need to buy wine. Okay, no marti la'ayin limsay trufa veheter shtia la'ayin hanau. So he writes straight out that he says, this is a big shas adchak, and my pashtus it's aser. So I sat down to see if I can make tzerufim to find a way to be matir this wine. Anybody have any ideas?
Well, we had the point.
All right, the Pesach Tshuva Yod Aleph, the Ramban and the Ravid, is a shita that holds only what's nimshach is aser. What remains is not aser, so that is a shita, which some say does not want to rely on his, by itself. So that is a shita to rely on. Some say mentions three other svaras. Now, the first svara that he mentions is important, obviously for this case, but it's Hashem for a broader discussion later. First, let me tell you what he says. He says we find in Shas the Chazawa very machmir by Yayin Nesach because of Chumra Davay Dezara. Any attached to avodah zarah chazalwa machmir. He says, for example, legabe trumas u'maisris, it says in the Mishnah in Masechtas Maisris that when does wine get a shame wine for trumas u'maisris? It says there from when you close it up in a barrel, you put it in a barrel and you seal it in a barrel, then it gets a din of yayin. So what's going on? Why here by yayin nesach, which is only a drabanan, we're calling it yayin from when it starts flowing down the gas, flowing down the madrine into the bar? So some sefer says they were machmir mishum chumra the yayin nesach, mishum chumra they were machmir mishum yishayna as soon as it goes down to the bar, mishnah rain even on what's still in the gas. But this is because of the chaymer of yayin nesach. Zotra some sefer, you have to be a some sefer to say this. He says so that's in this man of Chazal. In this man of Chazal, there was a chaymer of Yayin Nesach, because Goyim had the habit of making all the wine into Yayin Avodah Zarah. But we learn, Sif Aleph, that this man has said, the Goyim among us are no longer Adukim Avodah Zarah. So we're still Machmir, because the Gezerah doesn't change, and we're Machmir because of the Gezerah of Chasmus. But the chaymer of Avodah Zarah is not such a strong chumrah anymore, that we should say for a Pashtus that Amshacha works. If he says this, some sefer says v'chalila l'smaychazeh. If he says chas v'shal to rely on it, because Tosfos says that Rabbeinu Tam brings that there was someone that was seimech on such a svara, and Rabbeinu Tam threatened to put him in cheirim. And he brings that Rabbeinu Tam lived already in the time that Tosfos says in the beginning of Avodah Zarah that the goyim were not aduk v'Avodah Zarah anymore. So he says chalila l'smaychazeh, but it's tziruf ni'ahava. But we try to put together a snifim, tzirufim, it's a tzirif. Psak goes with tzirif. My son is learning Yeridaya. So he asked me, what do you do? Let's say with klisheini in Yeridaya and Hilchos Taruvos. Such a machlokes, what the din of klisheini is, why is there a clear psak? I explained to my son that every shaila you're ever going to have, you have tzirufim. Klisheini, you're mitzarif. Klisheini is a machlokes. If you have a tzirif, you're mekel. In Yeridaya, most halachis are a question of putting together tzirufim in each case. Here too, some sefer says chalilu l'smeichazeh, but tziruf miyahave, it's a tziruf, that the chumrah of hamshacha is not such a strong chumrah bizman hazeh. So that's one tziruf. Number two, now listen to his svara. He says, we're going to have later in Kuf Chav Dalet, if a guy goes to a barrel and he thinks it's water, he thinks it's beer made from hops. And he opens the spigot and he takes out a cup. So he poured. If he knows it's wine, the whole thing is Yayin Nesef, right? The whole bottle moved down. It says Kasava Shehu Mayim or Sharmashkim. It doesn't make Yayin Nesef because he didn't know he was being Menasech Yayin. So therefore, it doesn't create Yayin Nesef when he did his Maisa, whatever the Maisa was. At that time, he thought it was not wine. Good, that's Allah. What does it have to do with this? So Sefer says that when you have the grapes with the grape skins and the peel and the pits in a barrel, that is not Yayin. Halacha says it's not Yayin yet. When does it become Yayin? After Hamshach. The guy goes, he dips a cup in, takes out the cup. He doesn't know that turns it into Yayin. For all he knows, this is whatever is in the barrel. He's just trying to sift it out. So that's Kasava Shehumayim. This is a steer to the Mechaber. Mechaber says if he takes out a cup, it asks. Zoktasam Seifer, the Mechaber is talking about a guy who knows the halacha. He knows there's a din of Amshacha. So he knows when you do Amshacha, it all gets a Shem Yayin. But if you don't know it has a din of Amshacha, then it doesn't apply. I don't know. If I would say this, you'd throw stones at me. Zoktasam Seifer is using this as a tziruf to be Mekel. Because the guy doesn't know, and he said the Shulchan Aruch is talking, his language is Mashakosvu Bitoisris, Shagai Shanoito Kais Oiser, Hainu Ba'akum Yoidea Mizeh. A guy, he's working in the wine business, and he knows. The Jews always tell him, don't take out a cup, you're going to do Amshacha. So he knows, such a person, there's a problem. In fact, it's Siruf on that. The third Siruf that he has, besides the Rabban and the Ravid. He has the Rabban and the Ravid, he mentions at the end. So he has his first idea that Bizman Hazel were not so Mashmir. The second idea that it's Kesavah Shehumayim. Then he's with Tzarif, one more thing. He says that Rabbeinu Tam holds that Hamshacha is Achiyipa Labar, until it falls to the bar. It's Mistaber that this Chiddush that the Mechaba brings here in this Sif, which has its origins in the Torah, is not that all the Rishayim would agree that's not for the bar. Pulling out a cup of wine, who says that's the same as falling into the bar? Because it's true that the Torah and the Beis Yosef say that Rabbeinu Tam is probably masking to this, even though Rabbeinu Tam only mentioned not for the bar. So if it says Mehechitesi, maybe Rabbeinu Tam would argue that going into a cup is not the same as Hamshach Labar. Again, doesn't sound like a very strong tziruf. But that's the third Svara he mentions. And then he has the Ramban and the Ravid. Without the Ramban and the Ravid, it would be a very difficult thing. And at the end, the Chasam Sofer is Mekel based on these four Tzerufim, that a person is allowed to drink this wine, despite the fact that what happened seems to be the Feirish here in the Shulchan Aruch, something that is problematic. So we're going to talk about Bittul soon. The Mechaber holds that Yayin Nesach is Asas B'mashahu, and the Ramah holds B'shishim. So apparently there was no Shishim, so I don't think he mentions it in the Tshuva. So we're going to get to that in Sif Chaf. It's an interesting question. We're going to get to it in Sif Chaf. Sif Chaf says you can count everything. What? The Ramban and the Rajba? I don't know. I'm guessing that he didn't want to go come straight out and say B'Semach and the Ramban and the Rashba. It opens the door for a lot of Pirtzis, a lot of other coolers. He's only Mekel with this, this, and this. He's limiting his Chiddush Lehakel. I'm guessing. You know, we learned Pesachei Tshuva Yod Aleph. Some Sefer lived before the Pesachei Tshuva. So it's a Sefer, which is the Sefer Zichrein Yehoisif, I think, in Sefer Yod Aleph. Tshuva Zichron Yosef. Could be that some Sefer never heard of the Sefer. And it could be in a whole like the Sefer. He didn't hold. You're being said of the Rabban and the Rashba, they're not brought in Shulchan Aruch. If it's the Yeshayim, it's one thing. So I guess some Sefer didn't want to rely. The Kaicha Deatero, the some Sefer, is apparent. I would say by Nisid Eraisa, he wouldn't be Semech and Shat Svaris. But by Nisid Rabbanan, where could I that place came on more?
Did you want to say that you have to have essential that and then you can head to
I mentioned to you that when I sat by Daya Weiss, when he was answering Shilas, very disappointed because there were no real shilas, at least. I was then 22 years old, and to me there were no real shilas that came. Everything was Aleph Bei shilas. But I did get a chance to talk to him in between, and he told me that to make Tzerufin, you have to have one Shtarka Shita, and then you can be Mitzara fathers. Reading the Sam Sefer, from his language, it sounds like his first idea is his strongest in Sam Sefer's mind. That really, I'm really an Ibachavis. Mishnah Rishayna is one Chumrah, Mishnah Shniya is a second Chumrah, Tasu, even what's left. And that's Mishum Chaymer Yayanes, I shouldn't apply Bizman Azeh. That's the way he starts. It sounds like it to me and you, once we learn Bizman Azeh Aleph, the Ramban and the Raivin should be the Ikar Shita. But that's what it sounds like from the Tshuva.
Is there any background we have
from Chasim Sofer? Because
I'm trying to figure out
how to
list in Kesper. Wine is plentiful.
It doesn't sound like it. In Hungary, wine was taka very plentiful, but kosher wine may not have been plentiful. I could have sent it from somewhere else.
What's the difference?
No, but he says that the buyers also had no wine. Doesn't say here the city in which it took place. I don't know. Kashi Femais, what should I tell you? I don't know.
Does he mention anything about shear in terms of
bittle?
More than a certain amount?
I didn't see. I didn't notice that he says it. So the truth, I didn't notice that he said it. Okay, so this is the Tshuva Sam Sefer. Let me mention to you two or three other shaylas that have to do with Hamshacha, and then we'll go to Sivchav. There's a difficult question as follows. Today, probably always, in order to get red wine, we mentioned that red wine is not made, and the red grapes don't necessarily give off red wine. Red wine is created by leaving the peel, the grape skin, in the wine, and either heating it, or if they don't want to heat it, just letting it sit, and the color from the peel leaches into the wine over time. The shaila is the following. If we define hamshacha as a separation of the peel from the wine, that if there are peels or pits left, that it's not hamshacha, it's not yayin, what are we to say about peels that are deliberately left in, but they're left in l'shaper esayayin. They're really left in. They're not psilis. They're not the residual matter that has to be removed. But it's not residual. It's there with a plan. It gives both taste and color to the wine. Should we say that's called achar hamshacha, or is that called kaidim hamshacha? How they physically do it, you have to have the booklets here. I'm not sure. How do they strain the peel and not the... So I don't know. I don't have the booklet here. It said how they do it, but... either way, I'm not sure. But I guess the shaila is either way. Now, Pisrei Tshuva Yudalid sends you to Tshuvas Chavis Yor Simin Kuf Yudalid. You see Pisrei Tshuva Yudalid? And Chus Chavis Yor Simin Kuf Yudalid. That's a printing mistake again. And I had a problem because I learned Kuf Yudalid and it has nothing to do with it. It's Kuf Yud Zayin, not Kuf Yudalid. You paid extra money for yours. It's not corrected? No. Send them a complaint. It's Chus Chavis Yor Kuf Yud Zayin. He talks about the Yayin Edoim Shebeglil Klunya. The red wine that's made in a certain area. And the same thing happened. The guy went and he took out a cup of wine and he drank from this barrel of wine. It says it's shchiach. The wine is standing. Now I understood that when they let wine, grape juice turn to wine, they seal the barrels. So I don't know why it's shchiach, but he said shchiach. The guy pulled out a little wine and they drink wine, and it's a problem. So I'm saying, so the Chavis Yoyer is done, what he writes, a limut schus on the minik ha'olam, to be meikel, says that when the guy takes it out, he's not makbid on the chatsanim. When he pulls out the wine, he takes it out with the zogim, with the peels, and the meili, he's not makbid l'sanein, so therefore it's mutter. from the Chavis Yoyer, we see that he held that since the peels are still there, that the wine does not have a din of yayin. His whole shaila is because a guy comes and he pulls out a cup of wine. But vice versa, that the fact that it's already wine, even without the guy pulling it out, doesn't seem to have bothered him. The shaila is whether the guy taking out the cup changes it. So it appears from the Tshuvas Chavis Yoyer that what's in the barrel is mutter. There's a sefer Yayin Malchus, a sefer on Yayin Nesach, on Hilchas Yayin Nesach, contemporary Likud sefer. So he brings this Chavis Yoyer, that's how I found it was Kuf Yud Zayin, and he brings from a tshuva of Reb Chaim Arzarua, the Rach Arzarua, the son of the Arzarua, is called the Rach Arzarua, as a Rishon, who says that any time you put the peels in l'shaper hayayin, it's called yayin, not like the Chavis Yoyer. And he holds that any time the peel is left in l'shaper hayayin, it has a din of yayin. So you could see that there would be a difference of opinion on the matter. Zman hazeh. As personally, I think we would all understand the svar of the Arzarua that that it should be considered wine, even though chetzanim or zogim rather are there. But anyway, lemaisa, the Chavis Yoyer holds its mutter, the Rach Arzarua holds its aser. So this is a shaila on which we have no clear psak. They leave the grape skins. You have it? Does he describe how the grape skins are? Grape juice is naturally colorless. It means wine makes them, it will be clear, or what is known as white wine. If red wine is being produced, a special step is added at this point. The heat, the must is sent from a destemmer to a heat exchanger. The heat extracts the red color from the grape skins, puts that color into the juice. The juice will press, it will now be red. Now that's done before Hamshacha. Alternately, the must can be left and allowed to naturally ferment. Fermentation will naturally extract the red color skin into the juice. The second method was then used prior to modern machinery. It sounds like, from here, that they don't do Hamshacha. They just leave it sitting, they do the press. They leave it all sitting after it's pressed, and that's when it... So then maybe there's no machlaikis. Maybe Chavis Yoyer is talking this way, where everything is still in. And Rach Arzarua is talking that you add it afterwards to color it. So that we want it to be. So if it's before Hamshacha, we understand it never became a grape juice. If it's after Hamshacha and you add something, it should remain. It should remain grape juice. Okay. Shaila number two. If somebody does Hamshacha in order to test the wine if it's ready, the wine is sitting there in its must, and someone wants to know if the wine is if the mixture is ready to press or not ready to press. So he puts in a cup or a scooper and he takes out some wine. He tastes it to know if it's sugary enough, if it's starting to turn sour, and you have to rush it to the press. He's doing it not to declare that everything there. To start a hamshacha, fakert. He wants to know if it could still sit or if it can't still sit. So the question is if that turns what's left into yayin. Now this shaila is in the Sefer Trumas. The Sefer Trumas says if you pull it out, lenasaisai, it does not have a din, it's not a hamshacha. I have not seen that the Sefer Trumas is quoted in any of the paiskim. We're going to have a long Taz later. The Taz says, it brings the Sefer Trumas, who says it's tziruf. His tziruf is, if you take a ma'at, that's not called hamshacha. Ma'at. And on that, the Taz argues. The Taz says, what ma'at? Nothing ma'at. If you take it out purposely, it's us. But he doesn't say if he argues on the other point of the Sefer Trumas, lina soisai. So it's a second issue, which I don't know, the halacha, what would be la halacha. You need a God la paiskim today to be machriya. I only report what I see. And what I've seen is that it's a Sefer Trumas, it's a rishon. Not brought in Shulchan Aruch, even though the Beis Yosef saw it, he quotes in Beis Yosef, he didn't bring it in Shulchan Aruch. And a part of that Sefer HaTrumas, the Taz argues later in the long Taz Yudalit, but he doesn't bring this part of the Sefer HaTrumas, so I don't know the halacha. They're testing it for taste, yeah.
Nowadays they don't do it, they take it out, they test it.
should be the same, the worse, the better.
It's never used as a drink, even as a pet.
I spoke to Rav Belsky, by the way. He said, why don't you come and watch it? Come down to the press and see it. I said, great, we'll come down. He says, they only do it 3 weeks a year. Two to four weeks a year. I said, when? He said, in September. So I asked Rav Belsky to let me know. He's not going to remember to let me know, you understand. But I come back for Shiva Rishvei the show, I'll see. If we can go down, I think we'd all be interested to go upstate and see this whole the whole process. And we'll see. I kept him, yeah. So... what it says in Sefer Chumash is what he took in the cup is zichiyah. Shaili, what's left? That's his lashon. Maybe you're right. There's a difference, for sure. The question is, does that difference makes a difference? That's the shayla. Does that difference matter? In one case, okay. Maravok about ilacha. Right, the third shayla, which also I don't have a clear psak. So I have the grape skins in the wine. The sampling. The third thing, I think I know the psak, but I'm not sure about the lumdis. Someone asked this a couple of weeks ago when we started Hamshach, I guess 2 weeks ago, and I tried to look into it. We have a rule that ain adam iser davashein ashalai. You can't aser someone's thing by an iser that's toli b'machshava. An iser toli b'maisa, of course you could aser. If you pour some nevela into somebody's kasher, of course it becomes aser. Give him a tamay, of course it becomes tamay. But on a milsa, the tali b'machshava, a person can't ask for something that's not his. If I go over to your car and I bow down to it as an avodah zarah, it's a Lexus or something, I bow down to it as an avodah zarah, it doesn't make it an avodah zarah, because they know the ma'aseh davar she'ein shalai, and suddenly that's tali b'machshava.
The owner made it.
So the question that was asked, which I think is a very good question, that if a guy touches the wine, his ma'aseh, pours the wine, about he asks someone's wine. But what about hamshacha? The guy sticks in a cup, takes out a cup of wine to drink. Why does he render everything else in the yayin? How did he make it yayin? He made a yayin by being machshav it, by doing the amshach. It gives it a chashivus of yayin. But it's a milsa toli b'machshava. And l'chayra, it's something that, it's a machshava that's nicker from a maisa. Do we say, adam maisa davish and shalai? I didn't find the shaila in regard to yayin. However, we were learning chayyadam at night. And a week and a half ago, we were learning hilchis kaisher. And there, the Chai Yadam said the following. You know that a Kesher Shal Kayama, you're not allowed to untie on Shabbos. A Kesher Shein Shal Kayama are allowed to untie. So the Chai Yadam said in big letters, and then he had in parentheses. In big letters, he said, if you give your shirt to the cleaner, and the cleaner ties the bow, let's say for our person, ties a knot with a bow, and he does it, Laman Yama Yamim Rabbim. Okay, they used to on the neck, before they used buttons, they used to stitch the neck, and every time you took it off, you ripped it off, you took it off, and you put it on, you sewed it on again. That was the derech ha'ol. So if he sewed it, and his kavana was kesher shel kayama, so the Chai Yadam says, he doesn't make it, his machshava doesn't aser for you. Now, if you wanted to be a kesher shel kayama, you go pick up your shirt, you want to wear it Shabbos morning, so in your mind, you're picking it up Friday afternoon, you don't want it for 24 hours, the guy, even if he had a machshava, that should be a kesher shel kayama, he doesn't aser, and he writes in parentheses, he writes that this is based on a taisvis. I didn't write down the parentheses here, but he writes that it's based on a taisvis that says that somebody that's aser mishum machshava, even through a maisa, ain other maisa davar shein shalai, and he says the loy, like there are the other rishayim, these are Rabbeinu Shimshon, the Rash, who says fakert. But he paskins ain adam maisa davish ain shalai in such a case. So that is a grounds for saying that even a maisa, he made a bow, but the maisa itself could be yel and not shal kayama. His machshava was kayama. It doesn't aser for someone else. Ain adam maisa davish ain shalai. So I just thought to be medamed here with someone pulled out a cup of wine. That creates a machshava of chashivas for everything else, and that. Right, so that's if you test it so by the guy's wine. So it's his, so his mashava helps. But you're right, because the Taz said, what happens if it's a Jew's wine? Do you see that's even by his wine? Also some Seifer's tshuva. His tshuva was talking by a guy who did it for on a Yid's wine. So it appears that we say Adam Isadav Shana Shalai. Doesn't seem to shtim with this klal. Could be it's a takana drabana and then finished. That's a takana. I don't know. But as I said, these are three shilas that I don't have a clear psak on. When you leave the grape skins in for color, when you take out a sample for tasting, and why we should say Adam Isa Davashana Shalai here.
When you do the Hamshaka, it doesn't make Isra right then and there, or does it make sense for wine? You're doing the Hamshaka, you have to do an Isra.
But the idea of Adam Isa Davashana Shalai is not a din in Isra necessarily, it's that my Mashav is not Kaveya. If I make it a Kesha Shokayama, there's no Aveira, you're allowed to have a Kesha Shokayama. It makes it, you can't take it off, you can't open it on Shabbos. If I turn it into wine, it doesn't create an Isra. But it makes that you cannot have a guy do anything with it. So the idea is that the machshava shouldn't play a role. His machshava and his thing shouldn't play a role. As it could be that Takana was, that no matter what, any Amshacha does it. It's kaktik, no kaktik.
I think the whole din of Yayin Nesach really has nothing to us when we say Ein Adam, Oseh Yom Shem Yishor. It's a din and chastos from our point of view, isn't it? It's outside the realm of
the answering the wine, I agree. But the hamshacha, to give it a shem yayin, that's where I don't agree. If I'm the owner of the mixture, and to me, it's not wine yet. I want to do hamshacha. I schedule the date for hamshacha in a week. To me, I want it to sit and ferment. I want the juice to run out of the grapes. I want it to sit. I don't want to do hamshacha. So someone else could come with his machshava and create a hamshach on mine, that's a chiddush. That's a chiddush that someone could do. Why would you say beleket? Someone goes into my field without permission, and he grabs tavua, and he cuts it, and two of them fall on the floor, so it's leket. He's going to make my stuff leket, because he wanted to cut it, and it fell? I don't think anybody would say that. You can't make my things leket. So what are you going to say over here, that you can make my thing into yayin? It's a chiddush. I'm not saying it can't be. I'm just saying that it's a chiddush.
I'm saying that you're looking at it from this side. The whole din of Yayin Nesach, you have to look from the Jew side. From the Yid side, it's a din in chasnas. So anything that it doesn't fall into the realm of all those other concepts.
See, I agree on the Isser. I'm answering you that on the Isser, I agree. But on the designation to turn it, that to me is a chiddush, making it have a shem yayin. But okay.
So that means that the hamshacha by itself is not
hamshacha. No, I'm wrong. So the hamshacha is hamshacha because it sees the paiskim. Not like I'm saying. I'm only asking as a question. I mean, totally by itself, it's still hamshacha, which is even a bigger chiddush that you don't need any mashava at all. Maybe you're right, if it happens by itself. You need
dafka. That's the problem.
Has to be dafka. Kiyuta and domia de kiyite.
Yeah, but as long as it's always considered.
Yeah, but
if you leave your grapes.
One.
Not really. It says if you leave your grapes outside and it rains on it. So it's not, unless the person says, oh, I'm glad it rained on it. I washed it. If that's true, it's only because it's an umdana that he wants it. But
those are special halachas.
It's a kzeiras hakasev of kiyuta.
It's
kiyuta.
Somebody's tummy touched something. It's not
says it becomes tummy. Right, tummy is a mitzias. That's why. And it's a mitzias. There's no question. Treif tummy. That's for sure. Yes.
Should you determine if the guy has a shus to be there, like the case of the barrel? If the guy's an employee.
I don't have a mazrus to be there. Shemaz, you have a shus to take the wine. So now we have a third possibility. Maybe you're right. Maybe you're right. I don't know that it should be a difference. He has just to be there. If he befavors, there's no shus to take out the wine. If he has, maybe it's implied that a worker can take some. Maybe
it doesn't matter.
I told you these are three shailas to which I don't know the answer. Let's start Sifchaf and we'll return to it next week. Okay, there's a fourth part to the wine press. We mentioned gas, madrai, and bar. Now that's the basic wine press. There's also the sal or the strainer. You can't have a press and a bar and you're going to get wine without chatzan of v'zagim unless you have a strainer. They use the sal. Now it seems that the way the sal worked was they put a sal either halfway down the madrai, so the wine ran, or smack against the gas. It seems it was done both ways. And normally, I don't know if it matters, but the language of the Rishayim is that it ran out the sides, which I assume means the following. You have this basket. So Chatzan and Mitzagim run into it. The bottom of it is going to get clogged up very quickly. But the wine runs out the sides of the sal straight down the madrai. Like I said, I don't know if it matters that it goes out the sides and not the bottom. That's just, I'm just describing the way they describe it. Now here's the shaila that comes up, and this is going to be a kula in these halachas. We said that as soon as some wine goes into the bar, zhup, all the way up to the gas, everything has a shem yayin. Is that true all the way up to the gas? We are going to say that if the sal is located somewhere in the middle of the madrain, so kiluach lekiluach layamrina, we're going to say that the gas only asses up till the sal. But from the sal, to say it asses to the sal, and then from the sal asses all the way up, that we don't say. So that... So you're jumping for a minute. So what we're saying is that in the gas, we're going to learn the Mechaber now, let's see how he says it, that we only say till the sal. Now, if the sal is all the way up in the gas, so it doesn't help you. But if the sal is located elsewhere, it helps. Let's see it inside. Now, you also have to know that when this basket starts to get too clogged up, what do? They stop the flow. They take this, and guess what they do with it? Dump it back into the top. Okay, they dump it right back into the top. And the Gemara talks about Hirzir HaGargusni. I don't know exactly Gargusni, what language it is, but here's what Gargusni means. You took this basket, you dumped it back in, now you're in trouble, because what's in the basket is Isser. And now we're going to start talking about Bitter. Because now whatever is in the gas doesn't have a din wine. This little bit has a din of Yayin Nes, if you dumped it back in. So now, for the first time since we started, we're going to get into a discussion of Bitter. So today we're going to learn the Mechaber, and Mr. Hashem, next Sunday we'll get into the reasons. Mechaber says, Gas Shehistuma. A wine press. Shistuma Malaya. The Leshayach Be'am Shacha. In the gas itself, it's sealed, it's full, there's nothing that could happen to that itself. The Yarad Mimeno Yayin V'Chatzan V'Yachad L'Tef Sal. And what flowed from there was wine together with Chatzan into the basket, Shalafnei HaGas, which is in front of the gas. Shayayim Mistanein Vay. And the wine gets filtered in it. Ein almasha begas toiras yayin, ela almasha besal bilvad. What's in the gas doesn't have a din of yayin. Only what's in the sal, gets a din of yayin. What's in the sal, not only where I'm out of it, what's in the sal gets a din. V'mnagai v'kachavim besal nesa. If the guy touches the inside of the basket, that becomes yayin because of the wine under it. Now what happens if the guy took this basket and dumped it back into the gas? It becomes aser. The machaber shita is the yayin nesach asas b'kol shehu. So memela, when you dump it back, it's aser b'yayin shebesal b'yayin shenesarevay. Unless, now tell me what this means. Im yesh b'chatzan v'zogim shebegas shishim neged yayin shenofel by me'asal muter. Now, don't jump. If there is in the peel, the grape skin, and the pits and the grape skin that's in the gas, 60 against the wine, it's mutter. The mechabeshita is that wine in wine asis b'mashehu. But that's only wine in wine, which is min b'minai. Min b'minai asis b'mashehu. wine in peels and seeds. That the Mechaber says, Amoid is bottle b'shishin, that's min be'enai mina. So when I take this wine and I dump it back into the tap, so in the, this wine, in the other liquid that's in the tap, asis b'mashu, it's a problem. But this wine in the chatzan and v'zogim that are on tap are going to be bottle b'shishim. So once they're bottle b'shishim, so now the whole thing is mutter, because it's bottle in the chatzan and v'zogim. Now that rule is called salek. Gemara says, now don't regard the ayin nesach, says when you mix minai with minai and ene minai, you have a right to be mekel. Salek es minai kemishenai, ignore the minai, and it'll be bottle in the ene minai, it'll be bottle in the grape skins. So this is the halacha that it says here in the Shulchan Aruch. Now there are a number of difficulties in lumdis with this idea, so that I guess we're going to get back to Yitzhak Hashem next Sunday. A good jump to everybody.